Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, and you can hang out with your Facebook friends and all your other friends. You can invite them in. It's a lot of fun. You should go check it out. Anyways, if you want to call in, you feel free to do that for at least the next 8 minutes. 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. So we're going to be doing Joe pre-recorded his normal interview with or talk with Xander Gibbs, who is in England, and we're going to be putting that on for the second hour. But before we get to that, we had talked a little bit about the people that are running, the candidates that are running for president, and one of them that we didn't get to is Mike Bloomberg. Now, this guy, if you watch his ads, you know it's a joke. It's like you can't sit there and watch him and take this guy seriously. Like, oh, that's what he really stands for, because that's not what he stands for. He is an absolute joke, and the thing that really points out that he's a joke is he owns Bloomberg News, and he has told his his reporters that they are not allowed to investigate him or any other Democratic candidates because it is unfair for them to investigate him, and if they can't investigate him, then it's unfair for them to investigate other Democrat candidates. And when this was brought, and it is angered, and rightfully so, has angered some of his reporters. And his response to it is, with your paycheck comes some restrictions. Now, this is, I can't believe this. This is absolutely awful, because right now, if you've been paying attention over the past couple of years, news organizations, especially the left-biased ones, have been cutting staff. They've been losing reporters. Because they're not making the money that they were. CNN right now is at its lowest ratings that it's been in, what, I think a decade, around there. So these left-leaning news outlets are just not, they're so it's not like these reporters that are with Bloomberg can just say, well, forget you. If you're gonna tell me what I can and can't report on, I'm gonna go somewhere else, because there's not a lot of job openings that are available for reporters right now. So it's very, it's, if you're gonna run and you own a publication, you just need to recuse yourself from having anything to do with that and let them do their job. They should be investigating him. They're the ones that are going to know the most about him. They're the ones that are going to be able to let us know the most about Mike Bloomberg and what he really is about, and they're going to be able to find the most. It's important to know the most about a candidate before you're able to decide in the primary who to vote for. At this point, I don't even know who I'm going to vote for. I mean, on the Republican side, obviously I'm going to be voting for Trump. On the Democrat side, you can't, if you're not registered Republican, you can't vote on the Republican ticket. Democrats want as many votes as possible because they need them. So they will allow anybody, whether you are registered Republican, party preference, Democrat, Green Party, that weird kind of independent American Independent Party, whether you are legal, illegal, whether you have a felony or not. You know, they just want your vote because they can't get votes off of their own off their own values and their own policies and off of being good people. So, you know, there's, with the exception of a few, but they, the DNC tends to not like those people. So, Tulsi Gabbard, it's been fun, but I'm sure you're going to be dropping out of the race soon. But it's just to be able to manipulate the news like this. Bloomberg is, it's a big source. It's a big publication. It's something that is out there. And so he says, oh, well, we also carry stories from the Washington Post and from the New York Times, because those are all super credible, right? And he said, so they're the ones that are going to do the investigating. And I'm sure that he's really going to let, if they find something extremely damning about Bloomberg, that he's going to just be like, yeah, just go ahead and run it on my site. It's fine. And also, I think that this Bloomberg is supposed to be the answer to Trump. It's supposed to be the big money guy that's not necessarily a politician that wants to come in and do his thing. And right off the bat with the way that he's treating his staff and saying, is what it is, basically deal with it. It's not the right way to be dealing with this. But in just a moment, we'll leave Mikey alone for a little bit. But in just a moment, we are going to be, Joe does his normal interview with Xander Gibbs. Great man, gay conservative, because there actually are gay conservatives out there, regardless of what the LGBT community that hates the Republican Party wants you to think. Log Cabin Republicans are out there too. So Joe had pre-recorded pre-recorded an interview with him earlier, and we are going to go ahead and jump to that. Oh, hold on. Never mind. I got to stretch this out a little bit. I thought we were ready to go, and I apologize for that. So, Xander used to live in New York, strictly ran out of New York. Now he's in London, and he has his own show, X-Rad, and you can find him on Facebook. Anyways, here's Joe and Xander. Oh, jeez, you're Cody. You got. But you've heard Xander on the show before. Xander's a great guy. Again, like I said, I don't know, Cody. Where are we? Native? Wait, Elizabeth Warren just apologized for not being a Native American today? All right, well, that just popped up. Anyways, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyways, now we're really going to go to Joe and Xander. Sorry for the delay, guys.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA OneShrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I try to fix it.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
That time of week.
Sounds like you're afraid to hear it live. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right,
you're still eating turkey from last week.
Yeah, turkey. No, wait a minute. Didn't you celebrate Transgiving?
No, of course not, because I'm not trans. I'm homosexual.
Well, then you're trans. According to the article, you're transphobic. George Washington University.
Yeah,
they hosted a Transgiving where students discussed the impacts of. You ready for this one? You're gonna love this. Colonialism. Throughout the world and how it affected the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. Because I'm sure that they were quite aware of that back at the very first Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course, because you know, the Native Americans were kind of like, you know, the Native Americans were turning around and saying, So and let's make this area for the gender neutral folks, and let's make this over here for the lesbians. I mean, was that even in their terminology back in the day?
They would not have spelled it.
No, for sure. Because I don't think there were liberals back then, and I don't think there were conservatives, and I certainly don't think that they allowed themselves to be divided by liberals trying to liberalize the planet back then, because thank God it was a more sensible time.
You know, one of the guys started an argument with me last week about, what do you call it, Two-Spirit. He said that the Native Americans worshipped or understood Two-Spirit, which was sexes and this. And I said, wait a minute, that's a spiritual thing. That's not a sexual thing. I mean, when you talk about this other stuff, you're actually talking, you know, especially when you talk about transgenderism, it's a physical thing. It has nothing to do with spirituality. You can't mix the two. I mean, it's...
Well,
you're trying to convolute the issue, you know?
Well, some psychiatrists would argue that it's actually a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I worry about treading in that direction and even commenting on it because I don't want the hate, you know? I get enough from the gay community without the trans community being on my back as well. But that's fine, you know, I'm here to make a difference and... it's nice if I'm liked, but I'm making a difference, and that's what's important.
Well, here's what I think is funny, is that, you know, whenever I speak with or have a gay or a lesbian guest on, it seems like, and I know this sounds like you're trying to carve them out, but they all say the same thing. And they're afraid to be really upfront about it, which is, when it comes to transgender, they don't want them in the, you know, the gay and lesbian acronym because they said, look, it's different. It's not an attraction, you know, if you would.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Because some have suggested that if you're gay and a trans male, if you're male and gay and a trans male that used to be female is attracted to you and you don't have anything to do with them, that's transphobia. I mean, that is not transphobia. That is absolute lunacy. Because to me, if you're a gay male or a gay female, you want to sleep with another gay male or a gay female, not a gay female that used to be a male or vice versa. And surely that's like saying, if you don't sleep with people with blonde hair, you're discriminate. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. Are they that desperate for dates?
I don't know. We've been doing stories like this forever where you know, you're called out because you won't have a sex with or a relationship with a gay, lesbian, or transgender person. It's like, so now you're going to dictate to me. You're going to tell me who and what I need to date. And this has been getting worse over the last few years. I think we did a story a couple of years back that I just laugh about where there was but she was a hideous woman. She had tattoos everywhere. She was very large. She was overweight. I'm sure she would have been, there's somebody out there for her. But she was very upset that straight men would not go out with her. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. You can't even decide what sexual preference you want. You can't decide what style of art you want on your body, which is obvious. You have no respect for yourself in any way, shape, manner, or form, you know, based on how you dress and how you're caring for yourself. And then you want to know why a straight guy, as you put it, is not attracted to you? Are you serious?
Wait, let's back up. You've been having other gay people on your show aside of me.
Oh, you're a little slow there, buddy.
I think we're breaking up, Joe. I really do. But because don't you remember people saying I was your token homosexual?
I know. I love that. I always thought that was so funny.
And nobody's token anything.
Yeah, well, they didn't see. Apparently, somebody got a hold of the application to be on the show, where you have to check off gay, lesbian, transgender, or all the above. I don't know what they got. Or unicorn. I'm going to have to add that one to it. But,
yes, for sure.
So we're going to start with, but we're going to take it to the next segment, which is you've written a piece called "Why the Commercially Driven LGBT," you forgot the Q, is creating socialists like Owen Jones. First of all, nobody here probably really knows who Owen Jones is, but I love your line, the commercially driven LGBT.
Right. Well,
explain
let me
that.
First point out why I don't involve the Q, because I believe if you're questioning, then you're one of the above anyway. It's this ever-extending acronym. You know, I can just about deal with, because for me it's the gay community, but LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, but questioning? If you're questioning, you're one of the above.
Yeah.
So yeah. So on to Owen Jones. Owen Jones is this young guy who's openly refers to himself as a homosexual socialist. And what he's done, like a lot of gay people, is he politicizes his sexuality, which I find concerning. And with regards to the commercially led, self-elected leadership of the gay community, no one elects them. Nobody says that they're in charge. They just kind of assume this role, no pun intended. But the huge concern for me is what they're doing is they're churning out socialists and communists. And the reason that they're doing this is they have to perpetuate this myth that there is still not enough equality for gay people in either the United States or the United Kingdom, which is absolutely not true. Apart from a few states in the United States where you can actually still be fired for being gay, the gays have never had it so good.
All right.
There's more protection than anything else.
You need to pause. You need to pause. You know how how capitalism works. We're going to be back. But keep that vigor. We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host, Andy Gibb, not going anywhere.
Kind of just like you lay down like the normal hi-hat line and then just...
We're back. It's my favorite time during the week. Xander Gibb is with me, and I always enjoy his time with me in the show, and I know you guys do as well. We're talking about a piece he just wrote called Why the Commercially Driven LGBT is Creating Socialists Like Owen Jones. And you were on a roll, and I had to cut you off because somebody's got to pay for the show, and it ain't going to be you or me.
For sure. For me.
Right. So, and you're right. I mean, they're ramping up, and they're creating more of these socialist types, or communist types. And frankly, you know as well as I do that the gay and lesbian community does not thrive well in those areas.
No, they absolutely don't. But the reason they have to keep perpetuating this myth, Joe, is because otherwise there's no income.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
A minute and a half, and just
hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA. But then, like, if you pay for it.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We're back. It's my favorite time during the week. Xander Gibb is with me, and I always enjoy his time with me in the show, and I know you guys do as well. We're talking about a piece he just wrote called Why the Commercially Driven LGBT is Creating Socialists Like Owen Jones. And you were on a roll, and I had to cut you off because somebody's got to pay for the show, and it ain't going to be you or me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or me.
Right. So, and you're right. I mean, they're ramping up, and they're creating more of these socialist types and communist types. And frankly, you know as well as I do that the gay and lesbian community does not thrive well in those areas.
No, absolutely not. But the reason they have to keep perpetuating this myth, Joe, is because otherwise there's no income for them, you know. It is all about commercialism. And you know, they've got to the point now, you know, it was the conservatives that gave the gay community same-sex marriage in the UK, but they're homophobic, apparently. And the thing that actually led me to write this article was that this guy, Owen Jones, recently said, I don't know how much of this phrase I can say, so I'll say it as carefully as possible, that once back in Boris Johnson's Simondism path when he was a journalist, he referred to gay people as tank top wearing bottom boys. There you go. I made it.
There you go.
Polite.
All right.
And to me, I would far rather someone ruling the UK that occasionally doesn't get his terminology, because it was a terrible choice of phrase, whatever way you look at it. But I would rather have someone that gets it wrong occasionally running the country than a Marxist that wants to turn the UK into a socialist country. And the way that this kind of perpetuates itself is that the LGBT leadership are churning out these people that support that myth that there's no equality for gay people in the world. I mean, America under Donald Trump is, you know, if Donald Trump was anti-gay, the first thing he would have done when he got into office was overturned Obama's same-sex marriage bill, which I would have applauded because, you know, as a gay person who happens to be a Christian, and no, that's not a contradiction in terms, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. But no, the Donald didn't do that. The Donald said, that's in law. Let's leave that there. But Donald Trump is still homophobic. You know, I ask for examples. Whenever people say,
you know, people say, Joe Messina is this, I will ask for examples. Like, if someone says to you, Xander Gibb is this, you'll say, well, give me an example of that.
Right.
There are no examples of these things. And the concern for me
time is running out.
They keep stirring this pot, and it actually perpetuates the myth that gay people are treated badly. I mean, they are in some places, but in the United Kingdom and America, they have probably more rights than straight people. So if you want more than equality, if you want equity, to me, what have you been fighting for all of these years? Because equality is not having more rights than anybody else.
But, Xander, you and I have had this conversation a million times where I said, look, the word racist now means absolutely nothing. When somebody when somebody called us, you know, 10 years ago, somebody said, Joe, my God, you sound like a racist on the radio, you would really check yourself. You would go back and listen, and you would. But they throw the word around so much now that it doesn't really mean anything. So, you know, to your point a few minutes ago, it's they're trying to get you nervous and worried that you may have said something to offend the LGBTQ community. But what here's the deal. Now you get to the point where if everything offends them, then you go, okay, they're overly sensitive and I don't really care anymore. They're really making it so you could possibly say something, but you don't know it because they just put it all in one big melting pot.
Right.
You know, no effect, but go ahead.
Exactly. Yesterday, when I wrote this article, I was accused by several people as being homophobic. And I said, really, how is that possible for a gay man to be homophobic? What did I say that was homophobic? Well, you disagreed with a gay person. I'm gay. So what happens? Do we disappear into Narnia when two gay people disagree? You know, it has actually become that ridiculous. But the thing that really bothers me about people like Owen Jones is he's made a career out of identifying and creating issues that are not really there with regards to the gay community. He's a professional homosexual. You know, I it's not all I talk about. I go on lots of different shows to talk about all manner of things regarding politics and social commentary. You know, being gay is not the most important or interesting thing about me. And I've not made it my career for it to be so. So we have to call out these people that are being churned out by the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG leadership, the self-appointed, commercially-led leadership.
Yep.
Because if we don't, we're going to be overrun with it. And this is a gay person saying this to you, so don't write in and say that.
Well, you know what, and people have asked me before, you know, we joked about it earlier, you're my TG, my token gay guy, you know? But it's funny, because if I talk about gay issues, I get the emails that say, you know, you're not gay, you can't speak to that, you're not lesbian, you can't speak to that, I talk about black, I mean, they really want to hammer you. And then I bring you on, and I bring on, you know, Corey Duncan and what have you, to earnestly discuss some of these issues, and they still have a problem with it. So my attitude is, screw them, they don't really care about the real issue. They don't really care about discussion. They don't want it talked about so nobody can see really what's going on or the hypocrisy behind it, like in this case.
Right. But it's not actually about, you know, speaking into that subject. It's about disagreeing with them. That is the issue.
Yeah.
I am gay and I can speak to this topic. Obviously, personally can speak to this topic. But because I don't agree with their perspective on it, then I'm a hater. And this is something that the left has instituted over the years to try and make us feel bad for disagreeing. Well, I'm not feeling bad, and I'm not going anywhere. You know, I got five things reported yesterday on Instagram for just disagreeing with this guy.
Wow.
And I challenged every single one of them, and to their credit, surprisingly, Instagram said no, there was no hate speech there. Because how is a gay person disagreeing with another gay person hate speech? I don't get it.
They don't want.
So welcome
they don't
to
want.
Narnia.
They want no negative. Look at it, you know, you and I joked in the first segment about transgiving, and the reason at the school, or the couple of schools, were celebrating transgiving is they wanted. You ready for this one? They wanted to make sure that the trans and gay and lesbian community understood that you didn't have to, you know, even being trans or being non-binary or being genderqueer, and these are their words, or agender or gender fluid. I mean, they go through the whole litany of these words. They go, it's still okay for you to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I'm going, I didn't know that we said happy Thanksgiving except for genderqueer, agender, gender fluid. I mean, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, right? I mean, they're making a big deal out of this, not us, right?
Well, yeah, but what does it say to you that they've even got schools and colleges and all of this kind of brainwashed into thinking? And this is that circular logic that I'm talking about. Because if it's not being talked about, if things are not being identified as issues, and most of them are ridiculous. You know, if a gay person goes out and gets beaten up, you and I will be the first one to say, hey, you know, that is not acceptable.
Not right, not good.
But when there, it's like the gay who cried wolf, almost, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen.
And that's what it's turning into.
Oh, it is.
We cannot get caught on that treadmill.
No, I told, look at, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. And I joke about this station all the time with my wife, is the Hallmark station. Now we got to go for a break here in a second. I want to pick it up on the other side. But the LGBT community is now attacking Hallmark. You know why? They want.
Really?
They want a gay Christmas. Okay? And I'm laughing and I'm going, you can't make anybody happy. First of all, how about, let's see what guts you really have. Why don't you start boycotting, BET, and tell them you want a black gay Christmas or a white gay Christmas. I'll let you. You won't do it because you haven't got the spine.
Or an Islamic gay Christmas.
There you go. Okay, now that one we'd have to twist all kinds of scripture to make that work. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Don't go far, people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95. Plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Yes, one of my favorites. You know, it's kind of hard because if you say my favorite guest, and when I get Kimberly on a Monday, she goes, "Really? I heard Friday's show. What do you mean Xander's your favorite guest?" So, like, you can't win for losing, right? I mean,
no.
it's like one girlfriend finding your black book and going, "Okay, explain these to me." It just doesn't work out well. Anyhow.
You have a girlfriend? I will be calling Sam. How can you have a girlfriend and sleep with your producer?
Obviously I'm well wanted or something. I don't know. Or people really don't know me.
Exactly.
Whatever it works out to be.
So can I tell you, Joe, that during the break, I've actually decided I'm going to sue Bing Crosby because he should have made a song that goes, I'm dreaming of a gay Christmas.
Oh, here we go. All right.
You know?
Did you sign the petition against Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't, because do you know what? I would be happy to sign any petition or support any action that was a realistic and appropriate thing. But these things have just got so ridiculous.
All right.
It actually makes the real things.
Well, it takes away from the real issue, right? Let me set people up for this. So the Hallmark Channel is being attacked right now by the LGBT community, or many in the community. I'll say not everybody. And I get the biggest kick out of it because first it was the black community, right? There weren't enough black roles and what are you doing and what have you. I go, okay, so if I go over to BET, do I say, hey, there's not enough white roles on this station?
Yeah.
You know, I'm upset because one of my favorite, what do they call it when you have a whole bunch of movies from the same, you know, like,
marathon.
Well, so there you go, marathon. But the Madea. I love those Madea movies. I think they're great. I think they're funny. And I don't think I'd ever find, I don't know, maybe you caught it on there, a Madea marathon on the Hallmark Channel.
No.
Interesting
no.
enough, I have to go to a black channel to see that. And I'm okay
yeah.
with that. It's whatever. But now the Hallmark Channel, first being beat up for that, now they're being beat up because the LGBT community wants a gay Christmas show. Because...
Wait, aren't all gay shows Christmas shows? I mean, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race, it's like Christmas every week. Fabulous! You know, surely.
Again, pushing us into a direction, right?
Don't blame me.
What do they have? They have, Oprah has a, I don't know if it's Oprah's, it's the O station or whatever it is. There's a
yeah.
network, and I think it's mostly a lesbian based net or themed network, but there are gay and lesbian themes on that network. I don't understand why they have to push themselves into everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm all for inclusion, Joe, but what it's actually turned into is over-inclusion. You know, like, they remade some of the classics and made the, you know, I'll admit that in the, you know, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, there were a lot of roles that were, you know, always predominantly white. But nobody complained about when they remade Roots when there were more black people in that because it was, that's what it was about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but there's no balance with it. And that's what I want to, that's what I want in my entertainment. We do want to see ourselves represented, but do I want to see a fat gay conservative on the television every night? Absolutely not.
Well, listen, yep. to your point, you just got me thinking about this. To your point, they have been screaming now for the last couple of years that you shouldn't be allowed to play a gay or lesbian or transgender role unless you are actually gay, lesbian, or transgender.
Right.
So I was thinking, okay, so then can we flip that and no gay man should be allowed to play a straight man? No
yeah.
lesbian
oh, but
woman?
Oh, that would be discrimination.
Ah, okay. I'm kidding. And then obviously I'm very confused.
As someone that's done a lot of acting, I never get asked to play disabled roles. They always get... people that are non-disabled to play disabled roles because maybe there wasn't a disabled person available for that role, you know?
Yeah.
I know there is discrimination out there. I'm not decrying that.
Sure.
And I know that you're not either, but let's actually concentrate on real discrimination than that is contrived, because that's the problem, I think. You know,
I look at this stuff and go, you know, people, you have so far overthought being offended that nothing. There's nothing. You know, some of the conversations when I was looking at the comments made, they were talking about some of the dumbest things in the world, like who is can you have a Jewish guy playing a Christian role? Is that really
please.
Well? Because can they really play it? Well, first of all, let's just be honest about it. And I'm not going to beat on the acting world, but you're pretending anyway. Isn't that what you're doing? If you're playing a millionaire's role and you don't have anywhere near, you know, millionaire's money, aren't you pretending? Aren't you playing a role?
Exactly.
Give me a break.
My friend Xander Berkeley was on the TV show Walking Dead, and I asked him to ask the producers why there were no fat walkers. You know, I could walk at the time. I was like, I would be perfect as a zombie. He said, no fat zombies. But there's no reason why you couldn't have a fat zombie.
There's a lawsuit for the zombies.
If somebody's bitten one day, you know, there would be a fat zombie. If I got bitten by a zombie and became a zombie, do I automatically become thin? Because if that's the case, I want to be bitten by a zombie.
I know. Well, this is, look at Rudolph. Did you hear that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Did you see the beating that it took because it promotes bullyism? Okay, it promotes being bullied. And
seriously?
I'm serious. This is not on the Onion. So I'm reading some of the comments on the show the other day, and, you know, Santa Claus was allowing Rudolph to be bullied. He kind of promoted it, and I'm going, people, first of all, let's get something straight here. It's claymation. Anybody home?
Yeah.
All right, let's start off there. Number two is, I'm sorry if your kid's in the car. I apologize tremendously. It ain't real. All right?
Yeah.
And number three is, what about, are we so afraid to show the negative side of the world and how people truly can overcome? And somebody sent me an email later on, but check this out. Somebody sent me an email later on with a point that said, what if your child never does overcome? You've just singled them out as a loser. And I'm going,
yeah.
I don't even know how to respond to that, because you should be teaching your kids how to overcome no matter what the situation is, right?
Well, actually, in fairness, Joe, what is even more poignant is why did they not make Rudolph a game reindeer?
Forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't even think of that. It shows you, how homophobic my mind is, right?
Yeah, because the song should have been Rudolph the Red-Gay-Nosed Reindeer, you know?
God.
This is how ridiculous it has become, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yes.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh, wait a minute. You really want to send it over the top? You heard about the Uno? Uno has decided to change the color of their cards because it's too divisive. It's too partisan because they're red and blue as a whole. I'm going, okay. Either your sales has plummeted and you're looking for free publicity, or you guys have just literally lost your minds over there at Mattel.
Who even thinks in those terms? Who even looks at colors with regard? I mean, I agree. They should all be pink. All of these things should be pink. They should only make cars in pink, because otherwise they're homophobic. You know?
Yeah. I mean, never.
I'm taking it to such an extreme because these are ridiculous extremes. And unless we call them out, you know, we've actually, you know, as broadcasters, we've had to be so careful about what we say and why for so long. I mean, personally, I don't care. I say what I feel, and if I have to explain it, I will. Because I don't want to offend anybody, but I actually, in all honesty, as the gay community has become so stupid, I want to highlight their stupidity. I really do. Which is another reason why I wrote this, you know, article this week. Because if you are following people with ridiculous ideologies, how ridiculous does that make you, Owen Jones?
Well, that's it. It's kind of like we have shed so much light on the craziness that the craziness has become the norm. And again, if you really just go by really simple rules, live and let live, right? I mean,
yeah.
None of this stuff means anything. None of this stuff stands out, right?
Yeah, because I don't care who you are or what you do, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or try to control anybody else. Because ultimately, surely that's what we should all be striving for.
Yep. Okay, quickly, because we're out of time, tell people where to find you and where to find your show.
Zendergive.com, everything is on there. The show is 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK for Australian listeners. It's 10 a.m. in the morning, Dananda, and you can catch me every Friday on The Real Side.
Yes, and you can catch me on Fridays on The Real Side, too, most of the time. Anyway, Zender, God bless. Thanks for being with me, and have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.